Flight. Written and read by Opalsong. Fandom, One Piece. Created for God of Laundry Baskets. Zoro's wings were tattered and unkempt when he first saw the Going Merry, their ship of dreams. Luffy never seemed to notice. Neither of them bathed regularly anyway, or spent any time on their appearances. And without wings of his own, Luffy didn't have a reference for what they should look like. Nami did judge him, but silently. Even without her own wings, she knew what it meant and knew just as well how much Zoro didn't trust her, how he would have snapped her wrist in two if she ever tried to touch them. Usopp touched them without thinking, and Zoro threw him into a wall. He didn't understand at first. He didn't have his own, so he didn't know how it felt, and had been preening Kaya's wings since her parents died, both of them orphans. He missed it. After the Baratie, after Mihawk, after Usopp stitched up his chest and saved him from dying, he let him pluck the broken feathers and smooth some of the big ones that Zoro couldn't reach. It still wasn't enough to let Zoro fly. He'd never flown. He and Kuina hadn't been big enough, hadn't grown into flight feathers yet. And after Kuina, it wasn't worth it. He'd left too soon for anyone to show him how, and the few times he'd jumped off cliffs, they hadn't saved him. The water below was hard, but his targets never escaped. And so he never bothered. He only knew his feathers were sensitive, and Sensei had yelled a lot when he saw Zoro and Kuina preening each other. It was only for special people. Zoro was slowly getting the feeling that Nakama counted as special. The less said about the cook, the better. Obviously, he wasn't invited. Chopper cried when he saw Zoro's wings. After that, Zoro let Nami preen him, use all her fancy oils. She was Nakama now. By the time they reached Alabasta, Zoro's wings were the shiniest and neatest they'd ever been. No better way to rile up the cook than spending an afternoon with Nami and Vivi's hands in his feathers. It still felt weird. But between them and Chopper, and Usopp when he was feeling homesick, and Zoro wanted to help, his wings were feeling healthier. He still couldn't fly. Robin touched them under the guidance of a sky person. Their wings were different, but they were still wings. She asked all the questions Zoro didn't even know he wanted answers to. Family, lovers, Nakama, the people appropriate to touch his wings. Not even the sky people could teach him how to fly. That waited until after Enies Lobby, after Thriller Bark, after Sabaody, after. Frankie offered to build rockets, which was nice, but not helpful. If Brooke had had wings before he died, he didn't remember. Zoro didn't think so. His wings had bones in them. But who the fuck even knows how devil fruits work, anyway? He didn't learn from Perona or Mihawk. Not because they couldn't teach him. They couldn't. But because his wings were in tatters from Kuma. The flight to Mihawk's island was pure pain. The wind ruffling feathers barely growing back or broken anew. It was a twisted horror show of what flight should be. If he'd been whole, but he wasn't. He let Perona preen him once, or twice, or three times, or even though it was extremely painful, because he needed everything to grow back right. Not because he missed it, missed them. No. It took watching his captain spend most of his flight with that Mingo guy in the air, unable to help because he couldn't reach them when he should have been able to. It took the damn cook hovering in the air like it was nothing, taunting Zoro. He was finally convinced he wanted to learn, needed to in this new world. Then they landed on Zo. There were bird minks. Of course there were. And then there was Wano. And then there was Luffy on the roof and a pterodactyl in the way. And Zoro flew. The end.